And that's it.
Well, Keane Gavigan didn't get on, and Barry Monaghan just gives him a nice tap there on the shoulder. So easy in the end up here for Four Masters. They're through, along with St. Michael's and Gidor, to the semi-final. They said the draw is going to be made shortly here in about 15 minutes time here before the intermediate game between Red Cues and Eve Columba. It was Four Masters 20, Dunlow 10, and Four Masters, listen, they're a young team. Fit team, young team, and they have subs that come on that can make a difference. So, as I said, they're going in with St. Michael's and Gidor, probably two very experienced teams at the minute, and you have Terman or Niamh Connell joining them. So we know three now at the minute, Brendan, but they'll be very happy. That performance didn't seem to pick up any injuries either, which would be good. So they'll look forward to semi-final next weekend.
They will indeed. And just firstly, a word about Sean McGee. Picked up that bad injury, ankle injury, early in the game. Hopefully that he's okay and he's getting treatment on it. But yeah, Four Masters absolutely far and away the better team in the second half. Really showed a lot of composure, control. You know, at 14 minutes they were a point down, 10 points to 9. They outscored. They then had 11 points, including two pointers. You know, to outscore Dunlow 20 points to 10 in the end, and you know, thoroughly deserved. Driven on, solid all over the field, driven on by the likes of Callum McRae, Kevin Muldoon, Keelan Lowry. Solid half back line, did really, really well for them, gave them that platform. And the big Reid brothers then dominated the kickouts, dominated the airwaves in the second half, and they had enough class up. Turlock Carr touched so much leather all day, Martin, and all is constructive with the ball and what he did. His brother inside sending, kicking 5 points, and you know, they just had more threats in the second half, a muchly improved second half. They look back on the first half themselves, I think, and think that they were maybe a little bit disappointed with the performance, but showed an awful lot in that second half to show that they are worthy contenders for the Dr. Maguire Cup. They go into the semi-final. They're one of only four teams that can win it, one of only five teams, sorry, that can win it at this stage, because of course we still have that big game between Niamh Connell and Terman to come. But yeah, thoroughly deserved. And you know, they're a very, very young team, but they showed an awful lot of experience and a lot of composure and control there in that game in the second half to run out easy winners, Martin.
Yeah, exactly. I just see Conor McCall just carrying a right leg a wee bit as he walks over to do the warm up over on the far side. Dunlow in a huddle down here below them, below me. It's nice to see that from a team, even though they lose. Get it ready. They've had a big year, 2 years, probably a big 5 years, the management team together. I think they've been with them this 5 years. So I think, you know, Barry Corn probably didn't deserve to be on the losing team way. But just Four Masters, the second half, they stayed in it, they stayed in important teams. We just even talk about Lewis McGaughan, the goalkeeper, the brilliant save he made, which was important. But you've named them, they've been good all round. Maybe the Reeds don't get enough credit for what they do, the work rate they do, and make it easier for the other lads around them and everything else. But Kevin Muldoon's an exciting player. He played a minor game against the Cavan Gales, I think it was in an Ulster club final, and I got five calls from Cavan people who I would say knows their football, and they said, "You have a very, very exciting player coming. He was good as centre forward, they saw in a long, long time coming." Now, he probably went to play soccer after that and everything else, but he's back, and every year you see him improving and improving, and he's going to be exciting, even in a Donegal jersey down the road and a Four Masters jersey. But it's you know, with players like him, and you know, we talk about Conor McCall inside who adds something different, and you do need that at club level and the county level. So they're through, they look forward to a semi-final, and there, who are you going to give man of the match to of them all? You could give it to three or four of them, or take it.
You could, yeah. Like Kevin Muldoon obviously had a great game. The three Reid brothers were very, very good. So they were for Four Masters. Turlock Carr controlled the ball around the middle, sending Carr kicking 5 points. You know, so Colin McRae, I thought, had a fantastic game. I would probably go with Kevin Muldoon, so I would, Martin, you know, just because when the game was in the melting pot, he showed the fortitude to go at the Dunlow defence, to dance through a few tackles and to create them openings for a couple of that run of 10 scores. It was them that maybe pushed it on at that stage, so he'll be very happy. So he will, you know, and Four Masters will be very happy to be going into the hat for the semi-final draw that occurs now.
Donegal TV man of the match is Kevin Muldoon, but said we could give it to any player. But that's what exactly what Brendan said there, the difference when it mattered, he made the difference, and that's what's the important part of it, is when you need someone, them couple of runs, and that brilliant point that he sold the two dummies, just to be here to see it. I know anybody watching it, especially on Donegal TV, it's great to see, and anybody who's listening to us, just get to see that point that scored was unbelievable. So as I said, we'll have the draw here in a while.